In the last module, you made a commitment to yourself. You carved out a time to dedicate to yourself every single day so that you can actually make this a routine. If you're like me, you created a little nook that you're excited to get to every single day to spend time with yourself. And finally, you created an oh shit plan in case life gets in the way and you fall off track with your new routine. Well, today we're going to start to uncover your why. So your why is your magic compass. It's the true motivation for what you want to achieve in life. And I know this sounds like an exercise in finding your purpose. You know, that overall why of that big thing that gives your life meaning. But the truth is, this is a necessary step in every pivot, in every new decision, in every path that you take. I come back to this often to make sure that I'm still in alignment with who I am. Because as I learn more about myself, I allow myself to evolve as well. But I've also found that I need to do this exercise when I'm starting anything new. For example, I came back to this very exercise when I was creating a new experience for this MindLove membership. I came back to it when I was deciding to become a mom. And then when I was figuring out who I am between business and motherhood. Your life lessons are most powerful when you take that time to reflect and then make intentional decisions based on what you've learned. The most successful people in the world make it a habit to always review what they've done, reflecting on what's worked and what hasn't, and then make a plan of action moving forward. Whether it's in life or in business, it is always helpful to come back to your true motivation, because it's really hard to know where you're going or what to even hope for if you haven't defined an end goal. Then, once you understand your why, you'll be able to clearly understand what makes you feel fulfilled and better understand what motivates you when you are your true authentic self, which is actually your best self. When you can do that, you'll have a point of reference for everything that you do going forward. And then you'll be able to make more intentional choices for your life, and you'll inspire others around you to rise also. People think they want more choices in life. But more choices actually means more decisions and more opportunities to get caught in analysis paralysis. It creates more opportunities to doubt ourselves and get stuck in the cycle of thought rather than taking action in the real world. So now back to finding your why. If you're searching the internet for resources on finding your why, a lot of the info comes back to business because Simon Sinek really owned this phrase, and he was focused on helping brands and corporations get clear on their message and their reason for existing. But this is not exclusive to business, and it didn't even start with Simon Sinek. The search for purpose has been pursued since as far back as we have records. And whether you're applying this to your life or your business, this feeling of purpose is your North Star. In the long run, I want my purpose in life and in my business to be aligned. But if you're doing this for the first time, we're going to focus on your personal why. Additionally, I created this masterclass as something that you can come back to whenever you're making a big decision in your life. So if this is about a pivot or a big change that you're making, focus on the why around that specific thing. One example I'll share is why I wanted to expand MindLove's membership. I knew that a lot of people were in the habit of just consuming information, but didn't really know how to integrate it into their lives. So I wanted a way for more hands-on learners to give their minds a little more love. I also want to note that my why has changed since I first started MindLove. It's not completely different, but I've definitely learned more about myself and my audience, and I've tweaked it. Back in 2018, my why was to help people expand their minds, to expand their possibilities. And while that's still true, the language I use has changed to align more with the evolution of my business and my life. For the examples I'm about to give you, I'll focus on the personal why. And I'll give you a few examples. Oprah's personal why is to be a teacher and to be known for inspiring her students to be more than they thought they could be. Now, when she's presented with a new opportunity, she can ask herself, does this fall in line with my own personal why? And that question can help her decide whether or not to take the opportunity. Anna Steinberg, the founder of DailyWorth.com, created this one. to use my gifts of intelligence, charisma, and serial optimism to cultivate the self-worth and net worth of women around the world. For me, my why is helping people give their minds love so they can think, feel, and live well. Whenever I'm making a decision, I filter it through my why to make sure I'm aligned. It's changed the way I interact with people. For example, I am very cognizant when I get caught up in gossip because I know that this is just amplifying the negative energy in the minds of everyone involved in the conversation. It also keeps me in check when I'm feeling emotionally triggered on social media. And my favorite consequence of all this is that it holds me accountable for what I allow into my mind. When I'm beating myself up, or I'm doubting myself, or comparing my life to someone else's, the same things I teach reflect back to me. And of course, in business, it helps me decide what new opportunities are most aligned with my bigger purpose versus what just might sound fun and exciting in the moment. This even helps me to see my free time in new ways. I used to look at certain hobbies as a distraction, but now I just ask myself, is this helping me to give my mind a little more love? Is this helping me to think better or feel better in my body? Is this improving my life in some way? And again, this does not have to be career-oriented. You can be a stay-at-home mom, which I now know is the hardest job of all, and your why can shape the way you interact with your family or what you teach your children. Something like, my why is to inspire by example, to always choose love over fear, or to value full mind and body presence in all of my interactions and instill that in my family. So let your why sit with you a while. Don't pressure yourself to find the perfect thing right now. Give yourself permission to allow it to evolve as you learn more about yourself. And just ask, what feels inspiring for me right now in this moment? I would love to encourage you to share your why in the comments below. The more that these whys build up, the more we can inspire each other. It's not only helpful to read what other people come up with, it's helpful to share. That vulnerability is a really key aspect in fully expressing yourself. So share in the comments and don't forget to have fun.